Hello and welcome to The Grove. Today we'll be looking at Udyr, the Spirit Walker. The most powerful Spirit Walker alive, Udyr communes with all the spirits of the Freljord, whether by empathetically understanding their needs, or by channeling and transforming their ethereal energy into his own primal fighting style. He seeks balance within, so that his mind does not get lost amidst others. But he also seeks balance without, for the Freljord's mystical landscape can only thrive with the growth that comes from conflict and struggle. And Udyr knows that sacrifices must be made to keep peaceful stagnance at bay. Udyr is of the Freljord. The Freljord is a harsh and unforgiving place where the people are born warriors who must persevere against all odds. Proud and fiercely independent, the tribes of the Freljord are often considered wild, rugged, and uncivilized by their neighbors across Valaran, who do not know the ancient traditions that shaped them. Many thousands of years ago, an alliance between the sisters, Avarosa, Cerilda, and Lysandra, was shattered in a war that unknowingly threatened all of Runeterra, plunging the northern lands into chaos and near constant winter. Now, only those truly exceptional mortals who seem immune to the ravages of fire or ice seem destined or able to lead. Despite the best efforts of the Frostguard, myths and legends still endure of the old gods, the enigmatic yetis, and restless spirit walker shamans. The raiders of the Winter's Claw range further with each passing year, harrying the borders of Demacia to the south and the frontiers of Noxus to the east. Finally, seeking a more peaceful future, the fractious independent tribes and clans have begun to offer their allegiances to Ash, young queen of the Avarosans. War is surely returning to the Freljord, and none can hope to escape it. Whenever the moon rises into a winter sky, round and red as blood, the spirit walkers of the Freljord know that another of their kind has been born into the world. One attuned to the wilds and the land. One who walks within and beside the spirit that best matches the shape of their heart. On the night of Udyr's birth, there was nothing in the crimson moon that suggested anything different than that. Nothing that would suggest Udyr was already the most powerful walker to ever live. Every being has spirit, whether person or beast, plant or animal, dead or alive, or deathless. But unlike his brethren, Udyr's power of spiritual connection was not limited to one type of spirit. He could hear them all. The needs and wants of everything around him constantly flooded his mind, making it impossible to hear anything above their roar. His parents did not know how to help him. Their war mother sent for other spirit walkers to train the boy, but each said the same thing. Spirit walker training focused on opening oneself up, not closing oneself off. The first time Udyr tapped into his powers with purpose was the night the Frostguard came for him. Young Udyr, terrified, hid in the forest. He did not expect to feel the life ripped from everyone, his entire tribe, slaughtered in an instant. Howling with sadness and rage, Udyr took power from the spirits of the forest. With a swipe of his claws and a beating of his wings, he brought the mountain down on the Frostguard. Alone, grieving, and overwhelmed, Udyr wandered the wastes for years, doing what he had in order to survive. He did not interact with humans again until he landed the killing blow on a Wildclaw that was troubling a Winter's Claw hunting party. Impressed, they brought Udyr back to camp. War Mother Hegion sent him to be trained in the ways of war alongside her daughter, Kalkia. The wild boy showed the lonely daughter how to live in the wild, and she showed him how to live among people. Soon, the Winter's Claw began to almost feel like a home. But that changed when a pack of starving and diseased Rimfang wolves skulked close to the camp. Udyr lost himself in the fog of the pack's madness and hunger, attacking and nearly killing a child. It took Kalkia and her mother's true eyes to stop Udyr. After the wolves had all been slain, Hegion banished Udyr from the Winter's Claw. Udyr returned to the mountains, far from those he could hurt. Kalkia would visit whenever she could get away, until she was eventually called upon to lead her tribe. She joyfully lifted Udyr's banishment, but he refused to return. He still had no control over the spirits whose wants and needs howled inside his mind, but swore he would always be there to protect Kalkia and the people she loved. This was the last time they saw one another. Everything changed when a foreign monk sought him out, saying he had come to train with the spirit walkers so that he may learn to subdue the dragon spirit that burned within him. Udyr refused, but the monk challenged Udyr for the right to train with him. They fought to their limits, but in the end, neither won. The monk introduced himself as Lee Sin and said that this battle had shown him they both had much to learn. He invited Udyr to train in his homeland of Ionia. With nothing left to tie him to the Freljord, Udyr agreed. The two men grew close during their journey, taking time each day to spar together and to speak of the spirits. But when they finally arrived at Harana Monastery, they found it besieged by Noxian invaders. Calling upon the spirits of Ionia, Udyr leapt into the fray. After their victory, the two men asked the Abbot for guidance on how to learn control. The Abbot told them that self-mastery had no guaranteed end, but agreed to train them both. For the first time, Udyr's mind was quiet enough for him to hear his own thoughts. He and Lee trained together to master the spirits within and beside them. With new knowledge and understanding, Udyr was able to help Lee and his dragon find balance with one another. And through this endeavor, Udyr came to understand that harmony and interdependence created a state of balance in Ionia. In contrast, balance in the Freljord was based on a sense of struggle and conflict, of growth and change, where the fight to survive against an uncaring and dangerous environment lived deep in the soul of every Freljordian. After several years, Udyr's powers plateaued. He was faced with the choice to stay and train in Ionia or return to the struggle of his homeland where he could continue his growth. In the end, the choice was obvious. Lee gave Udyr one of his blindfolds to keep with him, a reminder of his commitment to self-mastery, and asked for a promise that once Udyr had achieved what he was looking for in the Freljord, he would return the blindfold to Lee in person. Udyr wrapped the blindfold around his hand before setting off across the world once again to take up the mantle of Spirit Walker. A new conflict between an Avarosan and Winter's Claw War Mother greeted Udyr upon his return to the Freljord. The Avarosan wanted to unite the people of the Freljord under a single banner, putting an end to their struggles. Udyr understood that such an action would harm the spirit of the land, and so he decided to offer counsel to the other side, the Winter's Claw. It was Kalkia's headstrong daughter Sejuani who received him, and he could feel her need for guidance. The young woman accepted Udyr's help, but Sejuani's trust was hard won, for she had grown up hearing tales of the Spirit Walker and his bloodlust. Udyr came to appreciate Sejuani's drive and cleverness, though her ruthlessness worried him. Sejuani saw wisdom and a warrior's heart in Udyr, but his frequent absences grated her nerves. In time, they came to view one another like family, a surrogate oath father and daughter, though they would never say it aloud. Before long, the other spirit walkers summoned Udyr down to the south, but fate intervened when he met a strange old woman in an enormous coat. She asked for his help with several impossible tasks that he inevitably failed. Entertained by his attempts, she rewarded his efforts with bread so salty that he choked, and water so cold that his veins turned to ice. The old woman laughed at his reaction and shrugged off her coat, and the spiritual power hit Udyr like an avalanche. He passed out and woke alone, but he could feel something had changed within him. A new power had awakened. He didn't realize it, but the seal sister, in one of her many disguises, had tested Udyr and given him her blessing. Still unnerved by the odd encounter, Udyr joined his brethren in the south and listened as they told him of a strange spiritual shift they had each felt. They feared the Freljord was dying, the spirits of the land itself crumbling from within. Udyr believed that it was the Avarosans, in their efforts to unite the Freljord, that was causing this pain. He told the other spirit walkers as much, and asked them to fight against the Avarosan advance alongside the Winter's Claw. Many were skeptical, but others, afraid that Udyr might be right, agreed. With his new spiritual power flowing within him, Udyr raced back to the Winter's Claw to help end this existential threat to the Freljord, once and for all.
The spirits at the heart of the Freljord have need of me. I answer their call. I will protect them all.